There he is, Alfie Mack, the luckiest son of a bitch I know. He didn't need to pull the curtain back to know who'd come to visit him. He would never be able to forget that voice, even if he'd wanted to. Not quite so lucky when they chop my leg off, but you win some, you lose some, right? Can't argue with that one, Matty shrugged. Anyway, how have you been, buddy? By the way, I can't stay long today. Got to pick the missus up and go for lunch with the in-laws. It was normal for everyone to make their excuses to leave before they'd even taken a seat, and Alfie was grateful to Matty for at least asking how he was first. Yeah, no worries. I've got a fairly packed day too.
Really?
Alfie could tell he was only half listening. Oh yeah, it's relentless in here. The main challenge is trying to guess the number of times Mr. Peterson will get up and go to the toilet this morning. Normally we average a good 7, but if he has a sip of that apple juice, it could be anything up to 10. A disgruntled voice rang out across the ward.
When you're 92 and your bladder is about as taut as a dead duck's arse, you'll be pissing constantly too.
It's all right, Mr. P, there's no judgment here. Although, are you sure you weren't a writer in another life? Your vocabulary is downright poetic. The old man across the way in bed 14 broke into a smile, then very quickly shoved his middle finger up at Alfie and returned to reading his newspaper.
Seriously though, mate, how are you doing? How's the physio going? Any idea yet when you'll be out of here?
Matty's eyes were wide with hope. Everyone asked the same questions with the same concern. It was strange. On the one hand, he knew that they all just wanted him home and out of the hospital. But at the same time, he couldn't help but sense their slight apprehension. He supposed that while he was in the capable hands of St. Francis's nursing staff, it was one less thing they all had to worry about. No idea, if I'm honest. The infection seems to be all under control now. Physio's going well, and they're going to measure me for a custom prosthetic soon. I just need to keep building my strength up. It's small progress, but as the nurses say, every step is a step closer to the end.
That is the worst motivational phrase ever. Sounds like you're walking to your bloody death.
Well, isn't that what we're all doing, Matthew, my friend? Alfie reached over and patted him on the arm.
Oh, give over. You're still a dark-humoured Stephen Moore, aren't you?
Matty slapped his hand away affectionately. It was around now when most people usually took their cue to leave. They checked in on him, cracked a few jokes, asked the questions they thought they should. There was usually only so much time being surrounded by the sick and vulnerable that a person could take.
Right, buddy, got to dash. Kids send their love. Let me know if you need anything. Otherwise, I'll see you same time, same place.
Take care of yourself, little kiss. Yeah, you started after thought best friend was gone forever. Alfie shoulder humbly, his gaze fixed to the floor. His eyes flipped up briefly to meet Alfie's.
I just said, I love you, that's all.
Alfie burst out into laughter. Oh, come on, mate. Don't be ridiculous. You don't need to say all that stuff. But Matthew was definitely not laughing. In fact, he was looking even more uncomfortable. His head dropped lower, his fists were tied by his side. Look, it's not ridiculous, okay? He was painfully forcing the words out through gritted teeth. If I lost you, I realized I'd visit once, not in the 15 years of a friendship, and though I promised myself to do so, I'd tell you. Thankfully, here we are. You better get used to it, okay?